condoned by the U.S. government in the Gaza Strip, where over 40,000 people have died, including Palestinians and Israelis, and large numbers of children and civilians. How can you continue to condone those actions?
Okay, so, okay, hold on. I want to correct you. I don't just condone the actions of the Israeli Defense Force and the Israeli government. I celebrate and laud them.
Standing ovation.
I'm not morally apathetic about what's happening.
I celebrate and laud the killing of innocent women and children. I mean, that's just sick. You know, part of me thinks it's like he's taking his typical reaction and applying it here where it doesn't belong. Like, because typically you get, you know, leftists asking him questions where they're like, the red MAGA hat scares my gay friends. And how can you condone wearing a MAGA hat? And, you know, the obvious response to that is, no, we love the MAGA hat and we're going to wear it harder because this is nonsense. But now you're talking about dead children. Now you're talking about murdering innocent people by the tens of thousands. And he's like, I love it. I'm not just don't condone it. I'm completely in favor of it. I mean, that's sick. That is sick stuff.
Now, I want to talk about, that's a Jewish boy that has some kind of pangs of conscience about it. And I need to comment on that because that makes it seem like, well, there are good Jews. But yet he says, I am a Jew. So he does identify as a Jew, but this whole thing, because it's so now publicly displayed, because the whole world is seeing it, it's not happening in a corner. He feels a little guilty, like some other Jews, and he is concerned that all the goyim, he probably doesn't want to say that, because he probably maybe has Gentile friends, are going to look upon someone like me, that I participate in that, and I don't want them to think that about me. But yet, he will not repudiate the whole Jewish collective motif, which celebrates this and condones it. He feels guilty. He feels, you know, uh-oh, we're being exposed, and he wants to try to defend some part of Judaism that this is not good. But yet he still identifies as this collective Jew that's doing all these horrible things. Like these protesters, they block a highway. But where were they when Gaza became an open-air concentration camp in 2005? Where were they during the Nakba when the Jews were poisoning the wells and stealing the olive groves? Where were they then? They weren't there. But now that it's public and everyone sees what the Jews are doing and that the lobbies are doing, they're nervous. So let's say, oh, it's not all of us. Some of us are against it. This is a fake. The only ones that really are authentic about this are the Natura Carta group, which from the beginning, and I would say also Norman Finkelstein, that from the beginning did not like what the Jews were doing to the Palestinian people. It says in the Bible, thou shalt not kill, and that's exactly what they were doing. Because most of them don't believe in God. They say, oh, God gave us the land. But you ask, do you believe in God? Well, not really, it's a myth, but that's what he said. And he didn't say that. It was always contingent.
So I guess the question comes down, what is a Jew, Brother Nathaniel? Because this I don't quite understand it. Is it because, you know, I got a lot of Jewish friends, and it's like, are you Jewish? Yes. Do you believe in God? No. All right. Well, okay. So you're secular. So that's an ethnicity, but it's a religion. But it, like, what even is? I mean, George Soros, I don't think, believes in God. Clearly, he's not a Zionist either, I don't think, from a lot of his actions. Like, is there a unifying characteristic? Like, to be a Christian, you believe Jesus Christ. You believe in Jesus Christ. You believe in the resurrection. You believe in his message because he's the Son of God. Like, you can have a lot of variations in that. You can have a lot of different takes and different determinations, but we know what the central thesis of Christianity is, and you can't be born into Christianity. You have to accept that and believe that. Is there an equivalent of Judaism, and is that what causes a lot of this controversy and confusion? Is that, like, what even is it to be a Jew? What does that even mean in the modern world?
Well, the Jew will tell you he's chosen. Where does he get that? Historically. The Jew thinks historically. you got a friend, he's a Jewish guy, he's a nice guy, maybe you have a drink together somewhere, or the Jewish guy mows the lawn next door, but he doesn't see himself in the moment. He's chosen. Where does he get that? The chosen people, the Baptists, heretics, worship Jews more than they worship Jesus. They think if you bless a Jew who killed Christ, that you're going to get blessed. This is insanity. It's not scriptural at all. So the Jew thinks himself historically, oh, God chose us. But if you want to follow the history, the Jewish leaders and those who always follow the Jewish leaders historically said to Pilate, who wanted to let Jesus go, crucify him. Crucify him. His blood be upon us and upon our children. This is the Jew collectively that still to this day will not repudiate the murder of God. And this is called the deicidal curse, which we were shown this as Jewish children at Shabbat school, that the Goyim and the church says that we have a deicidal curse. And Abe Foxman at the ADL used to talk about this. That's why he said that the New Testament has to be designated as hate speech.
Right.
So historically, the Jew called upon themselves a deicidal curse. Collectively, every Jew has a deicidal curse on him. Collectively, every Jew bears the spirit of Antichrist because they deny that God became man. That's what we have in the New Testament. Do those who call themselves Christians understand this? This is the divine word of God. That's how you understand the Jew. And that's how you can understand how a man like this scumball, this wicked thing, Benji Shapiro, can say he celebrates what the IDF is doing. They're burning children alive. They're cutting off their arms. He celebrates this because he has the deicidal curse, because he bears the spirit of Antichrist. That's Ben Shapiro, who is a meme for every single Jew.
Well, and what's so funny is, that's always on the top of the list of like anti-Semitic things is they'll say the Jews killed Christ. But then if you ask Ben Shapiro, he's like, yeah, he was a common criminal. He deserved to die. It's like, all right, well, okay.
Blasphemy. That's blasphemy. He'll go to hell for that.
Right. You can't exactly say, it's some sort of, anti-Semitic smear when you're the one that says it. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, I cut you off. I get hot. Well, I grew up with this. I grew up that the Goyim are less than the Jew. Now, my dad, he heroically called Elie Wiesel a fraud. I don't know if it was heroic. He just saw through him. Right. That's a no-brainer, really. And the other one is that he was anti-Zionist. But that was on a practicality. He says, how did the Jews plop themselves in the middle of the Muslim world? And he include the Persians. He used to call them Persians, not Iranian.
Well, tell you Brother Nathaniel's fired up. We'll be right back on the other side with more at Real Bro Nat on the other side. Stay with us.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were